everybody. This is When We Get To It, the Bridge Podcast. My name is Ashton.
I'm Olivia.
And also with us, even though he will not be speaking,
our little techie,
Alex. He is here to hopefully edit out any mistakes that we make, because there will undoubtedly be a few. This is our very first episode of the podcast. Our intro topic is going to be explaining college for newbies. It'll also be a connection from regular school events to the real world. And if we go a little bit off base from the original topic, please be forgiving. We are still learning.
We are babies. Not really, but...
We babies that pay a lot of money to be here.
Ooh, roasted.
I want to make a quick disclaimer saying that we will be talking about both things relevant to school and to the regular world. What we're going to be talking about is just our opinions on these things and reporting them as we know them to be. So if you have a different opinion, that's cool. We'll even have a section at the end to give you some info on to email us about if you have a different opinion and maybe want to talk about that. If there have been updates after this podcast was recorded about something falsely reported or something, we'll probably make a note of it in the next episode. But just letting you know, we are not experts. We do not want to be legally held liable for anything. We are telling things as we know them to be true.
We are college kids and we don't know what we are doing. So please just roll along.
Have mercy. Okay. So the first thing that we're going to talk about, which is more definitely related to school, are viruses at the beginning of the school year. I, for instance, am actually kind of sick right now. So I apologize if my voice is a bit weak. I feel like every time at the beginning of a school year, people get so easily sick because we're exposed to everyone after months of not being around everybody. So there's all these new like germs in the air to get everyone sick. Last year, I got tonsillitis and missed like multiple conferences and it was awful. And then the other day, my throat was like closed up. I had chills. It was awful. I had to like immediately go to a walk-in clinic and get like a steroid shot and penicillin. So I'm currently not contagious, but I am in recovery.
I think it's also because mentally we're so preparing ourselves for school the next day and trying to get everything that we stress ourselves out to the max, and that's how we get even sicker.
Yeah, I could definitely see how that would be a thing. Like, whenever you overstress yourself, it does have a physical toll on your body, but I genuinely think it's definitely more of a bacterial kind of issue. So everyone that's listening, take advantage, please, of washing your hands and using the Germexes.
Soap. Use soap.
Germex,
drink
please.
Orange juice. Take vitamins. Don't get sick.
Eat soup. I know it's hot as heck outside, but just eat the soup.
Do you eat soup or do you drink soup?
We don't have enough time for that. Okay.
Lawmaker slam Trump's.
Okay, so the other thing, as a real life connection to all that, Elizabeth Warren, who is a senator, has recently been kind of slamming the Trump administration's decision to not give flu vaccinations to migrant families. For those who don't know about it specifically, it's the Trump administration chose to not vaccinate families in Customs and Border Protection detention centers against the flu. And in her words, it is seen as immoral and irresponsible. I have a very, very, very complex view when it comes to detention centers. I think that if they have to exist, be consistent about the standards of them, because literally people there are treated worse than people in maximum security prisons who have like murdered and
raped
children.
And
it's like, it's awful. That doesn't make any sense to me. And like, there's a lot of kids in there that don't, in my opinion, I don't think the children deserve to be stuck in there.
Sometimes the children don't have a say because they come over
they're
here
like
when they're
three.
A baby.
They don't know what's going on. Epidemics, though, definitely are a thing that have plagued for a long time. So it just, like I said, to me, it just doesn't make sense. Like, it is really not it's not that deep. It's like they're going out of their way to treat them like they're less than human for a crime that I don't, but that is, I'm sorry, but crossing the border is not worse than murder and rape. It's just not. So to treat it like it is, which is what they're doing, to me just doesn't make a lot of sense.
Especially to, like, children. That doesn't make sense to me, because you say, oh, kids are the future of America, but yet there are other kids who did not have a choice or tried their best to get away from a country that could have literally killed them in a day for doing something minorly wrong. It's to a country who's supposed to be free.
It's not even that. It's like the kids, they, like I said, they don't understand what's going on. Like,
imagine being a four-year-old and just going to this big place where there's a bunch of people all crowded together. You're going to get freaked out. You're going to get PTSD growing up.
I mean, like, I don't know about all that. I just know that three-year-old Juan was not the mastermind of his family illegally crossing the border. But he's getting locked up with the rest of them and treated no differently. And I feel like that's really, really, really stupid.
If it's really that big a problem, why don't we just help them become American citizens? Has anyone discussed this? Has anyone talked about this?
It's called amnesty, and a lot of people have discussed it, and they don't like to talk about it because it feels like they got... some people feel like if you award amnesty, then it feels like you're rewarding the behavior instead of punishing it. But that's a whole other mess. But getting back to the whole main point about the flu shots, it's not that expensive because they're not giving them cots. They're not giving them soap. They're not giving them toothpaste, which, again, all of those things are rewarded to maximum security prisoners in every other prison in America. Just let them have some freaking flu shots. And speaking of flu shots, please, everyone, remember to go get your free flu shot. I'm pretty sure there'll be some available at the wellness fair.
Walgreens.
And, yeah, Walgreens is a big one.
As a person who does not like needles herself, I still get flu shots if they're needed. I think since I got them in, like, high school, I don't think I've needed them since, but I could be wrong.
I try to remember to get mine every year. Sometimes I just am not super strict on it, and every time I'm not strict on it, I get sick, so that's my fault.
I guess I'm just lucky then, because I never get sick. Well, not contagiously, deathly sick, Ashton.
Don't at me like that. Anyway, so we talked a little bit earlier about stress management. I want to talk a bit about stress management and what I've been calling the beginning of school year depression.
Wait, what's stress management? What is this word? Does this exist?
For those who are, like, even new students and recurring students, I'm a returning student. Stress management is really difficult to figure out how to deal with.
So here's how I described it earlier, because we were talking about getting sick. Everyone's stressing out about, oh no, we're going back to school. Even high school students stress out because, believe it or not, on the first day usually is picture day. But for college students, it's not, so... You feel like you need to look good, you need to show up early, you have to have everything on schedule.
You have to have all your books paid for, you have to make sure tuition is paid through all the way so you don't get purged from school. Or you have to do all your homework. And why is it that every professor, or I shouldn't say every professor, some professors seem to think that they are the only class that matters and that you should spend the most time with, like, working on their stuff. And I'm like, dude, I have four other classes I have to deal with.
I have four other classes, three jobs, and I still have to pay bills. Like, I don't know, man. I don't know why professors do that. I think I've had some professors in the past, or even teachers in high school, and those were the worst teachers ever, because here's the thing, they didn't teach. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. There would be times, and it wouldn't, for me, it didn't happen very often, but there would be people who, like, they're supposed to be teaching a class, and for some reason, they're instead going off on a tangent about, like, why they think, freaking global climate change isn't real, or, yeah, that's a real thing, and I'm like, what does this have anything to do with what we're supposed to be learning? Like, this doesn't make, like, listen, believe what you want. Ignore whatever studies you feel are worth ignoring. That's your business. I think you have a right to do that. But, like, can we get back to the subject?
It's also like the first day they start assigning 3 million things of homework, those professors, the same professors almost sometimes. And I'm just like, I don't know what I'm doing.
No kidding. Like, I seriously, the other night, I pulled my first all-nighter of the fall semester. And
already?
Already.
We're only, what, 3 weeks into school?
I know! So, don't do that, first of all. Stress management can be doable. You just have to know and, like, get yourself back in the swing of things. Because the worse you are at stress management, the easier it will be likely for you to fall into, again, what I call beginning of the school year depression. You stop talking to everyone that matters to you. You don't go out and do things that you enjoy anymore. You only seem to know your four walls of your bedroom, working on everything that you have, hoping that it won't mentally break you. Yes, schoolwork is important and you should definitely prioritize it. But not at the expense of your actual literal physical health. Because passing out in the hallway isn't a fun thing to do.
Have you done that before and not told me about that?
Now is not the time.
I'll see you after this.
Anyway, no. For those wondering, no, I have not actually passed out. But I have heard stories. So please be careful. Don't go too long without sleep.
And if you're one of those people like me, who after a long day of school is just god-awful tired because you've been around people, that's also okay to go home and rest. But do take the time to go out and see your friends, talk to your friends.
Let them know you're okay. Like, take care of yourself.
Don't be like me and don't tell your friend you're not okay and just isolate yourself because it freaks her out.
Isolation is not okay. It is really bad. People love you.
Well, sometimes isolation is good, like for certain people.
Not for extended periods of time. There's a difference between taking a day off to chill out by yourself and not talking to someone for 3 weeks. It is a lot scarier. But speaking of which, for those who do not know, we do have resources on campus for mental health. Renee Bauer is a counselor on campus. She's really, really good.
Really sweet, too.
A new recent group just started on campus. It's called Active Minds, which basically, as far as my understanding, it's sort of a support group. It's a club on campus that's been officially approved for to change conversation about mental health by reducing stigmas associated with mental health disorders, fostering dialogue among students about mental health, and creating programming aimed towards advocacy and awareness for mental health. So if you need a place where you can go talk to other students going through the same stuff you're going through, feel like you're heard, you can contact Chrissy Chapman, cchapman@lc.edu. She's also located in Caldwell 5320. Her number is 618-468-4729. She's the faculty advisor for this group. If you need to feel you're heard, that's where I would recommend you go.
And also, if you're too scared to talk to people, like I am when it comes to meeting new people or such, I do my own self-stress management. Like, don't overschedule. I've been trying to do less of that. Make sure you're getting the right amount of sleep. Try your best to eat a healthy diet, even though it's hard to do when you're a college student. Try to exercise every day, model self-care, take a bath, do a face mask. I don't care if you're a boy or girl. Drink some tea. Do hobbies, like paint, draw, sing, run. I don't know.
Also, for the healthy diet, I know multiple times on campus, just keep an eye out. Student activities will give like free fruit in the morning. But yeah, just for stress management, the biggest thing I would emphasize is to not overschedule yourself. No one should be doing 7 classes a semester. Don't do that to yourself.
Don't be like me and work yourself to death either. I work 2 jobs. I'm about to work 3 probably. I have to sign up for it. And I still go to school so I can be able to pay all my bills and stuff. And that takes a lot of toll on me. And I do tend to isolate myself after a while because I'm just so tired and I don't want to talk to anybody. And it freaks my friends out and I hate doing that.
Yeah, I have a lot. I have 5 classes. I'm in like 6 clubs right now. I'm in a relationship. There's a lot. The point is, and that's not uncommon. Everyone's got a lot going on. So never feel like you're alone. You just need to be able to take a minute, organize everything in your life.
Do a quick little cry. It will help. Trust me.
Make sure to take care of yourself. That's the biggest thing that I can tell you. And that is both important for here at home base and in the real world. In 10 years when you're working in an office and you have 17 assignments and a family at home and all of that, take 10 minutes to have a snack and just block it out. Not very long, just 10 minutes. Just take care of yourself.
Breathe, listen to your favorite music, just do something. Because we would rather someone not overwork themselves and it lead to really, really bad situations, counter to someone just being stressed out, having a lot on their plate, which everyone also has a different size plate. So
exactly.
Compared to me and Ashton, I have a little paper plate. She has a little paper plate and there's different things on it. And but we still tend to
figure out a way to keep the plate on balance. I love how you said that they're paper plates, because that's so accurate. We are not spinning real plates. We are broke and we are young. They are made of paper.
I'm sorry, I've been gone. I've just had a lot on my little paper plate.
Okay.
If you need to cry in the bathroom at work, do it. Because you feel relieved. Especially if you have like anxiety and stuff. Don't do it in front of people after someone knocks into you and you drop a salad or you drop a plate. Or
also, if you do have anxiety or depression or any other mental disorders,
get help.
Yeah, that would be the number one thing I would recommend that would help with so much more.
Talk to your friends.
Don't feel shame about seeing like a counselor or a therapist. It helps.
Talk to your friends. Talk to your parents or parent.
Yeah. All right. I think we're going to go ahead and move on.
Avoiding distractions from what important the thing we suck at.
Excuse me. I do not suck at this. Part five. So avoiding distractions from what's important. Along with the stress management comes prioritizing what is the most, what's most important to you. And avoiding distractions from those things. Like, listen, I know it's Halloween time. Target has all the best stuff. I get it. But you gotta buy your books for class. You do.
You do. Don't spend $100 at Walmart on Halloween stuff because you like it. Only do it if you have extra money you can spare.
Yes.
Make sure you, if you have loans, to make sure you get in before the due dates or on the due dates. Turn in your homework on time or even earlier. Just try your best to not avoid what's important. I have a big problem with this. Actually, it's sad sometimes.
I think you get, like, there's a difference between taking care of yourself and then going overboard and you're just like avoiding what you need to do, because we are paying for our classes. We are paying to be here. We are very fortunate to be able to do that. Please don't take like advantage of that. That's what I would say.
And what do we say when we're sad? Add to cart.
No. Bad Libby.
Bad Libby?
Bad Libby. Ashton. Okay, we're not here to talk about my personal issues.
Alex, cut that out.
Okay. You want to know something? No, this might be a bit of a reach, but someone has got to talk about this, because everyone was talking about it for about 3 seconds and then just dropped it.
I think you're the person who knows the most about this in this podcast currently, because I have no idea.
Okay. You want to know a thing that everyone got really easily distracted away from that's super important? The Jeffrey Epstein scandal.
What is the Jeffrey Epstein scandal, Ashton?
So, for those of you who don't know, Jeffrey Epstein was a, in my opinion, horrible monster who ran a child sex ring that many people, famous, rich, politicians, entertainers, etc., were a part of. Which is disgusting. He has been convicted of this before and got out and somehow still remained rich. Oh, yeah, because he was that good at it. He got locked up again. And apparently, from what I understand of the case, they were going to raid his apartment and they were going to find out about a lot of the people involved with this child sex ring. And while doing so, in prison, he was injured. So far, they're claiming that it was most likely self-inflicted, but there's some people who feel like it's not, the wounds weren't consistent with what it would look like if it was self-harm. Either way, he was put on suicide watch for, I think it was 9 or 10 days, the last I read. And then afterward, they took him off suicide watch, which is unusual, by the way, if for some, for a case like this in prison. And within 24 hours after that, he was dead. He was dead.
Dead as a doornail?
Yes. And right whenever all these names were supposed to come out. And then all this other stuff that was going on in the media kind of got fluffed up.
The Area 51.
Yeah, yeah. That's one of the things, that's actually one of the things that like really got exploded after. So everyone completely forgot to look into this because like, there was some really big names.
That sounds suspicious. That people,
oh yeah, it's really suspicious. We're probably gonna die
now. We're gonna die in our sleep tonight, Ashton.
I mean,
we've said too much.
Perhaps. I'm waiting.
Worth it.
But yeah, seriously, for those of you who don't know, though, really look into this case. This is not okay. This is about the one of the worst things that you can do as a human being, and people need to be held accountable for their actions.
There's gonna be someone out there who's like, he deserved it. Good. But at the same time, why?
No one's arguing about whether or not he should have kicked it or whether or not he deserved to kick it. That's not the question.
Is it not the question?
No. The question is, who's keeping him quiet? Whose name was so important amongst that list of people that they had to go to the extreme to make sure that the one person who knew for a fact what was going on would never be able to? Exactly.
If it was multiple famous people, they could have all, like, conspiracy together.
High key the Illuminati. I know we're only like, we're half joking, but seriously, look into this case. Don't let this get swept away. There are, I'm sure, a lot of people who have been harmed by this man in his life and who may continue to be harmed now because of him.
Those poor kids.
Please, please look into this. You can Google it. It's easily found.
That's strange how it's easily found. Like, they're trying to keep it hidden, but at the same time, it's so easy to find.
Because people get easily distracted by things. Everyone and their mother I know has an opinion about going to Area 51 on September 20th.
Is that still a thing, even?
Have you not been keeping up with the memes? People are, like, getting hyped, okay?
I thought literally, it died.
The U.S. government has told them, if you come on here, we're gonna shoot you. Like, it's gonna happen.
I thought it died away, but I think it's starting to come back. It, like, died away for 0.5.
I know that a lot of people then got really sad because Miley Cyrus and her husband are divorcing.
Another distraction.
Very annoying. Okay, next up, adjusting to the hot weather. For the new students and recurring students, recurring students know it better than the new ones. The weather is ridiculously hot.
Hi, welcome to Midwest, where we only have 100 degrees or 50 degrees. That is it. That's all we get.
More like negative 10 and 100, honestly. But
go from negative 10 to 100 real quick.
For any outside events coming up, make sure to dress light, bring water. Last year, I kind of almost got heat stroke at one of the events on campus. It was not fun. Yeah, I was laying in this office, borderlining on crying, figuring out if I needed to go to the hospital or not. I was fine. I was fine after about an hour, and I, like, calmed down and cooled down, but it's really, really hot outside.
And if you're thinking about pulling cold water on you, do not do that. Because I had a friend that at my work, he works in a kitchen, he almost did that at one of our hardest days, and he almost went into shock. And also, don't drink water, cold ice water and hot heat, because you will go into shock, because the outside of your body is hot, the inside of your body is cold, therefore, your brain gets confused. So everything else gets confused, and you go into shock.
Take small sips of cool water. Don't go too far to the extreme. Take sips. Go somewhere that's a lot cooler. If it gets too out of control, though, and, like, you start, I believe it's when you start vomiting, you gotta go.
I thought it was when you start getting, like, blurry vision.
I've heard vomiting, I've heard blurry vision. The point is, if you feel like you're dying, you need to call the, you need to go. You gotta go to the hospital.
Or go cool down if it's, you never know.
A great place to cool down, for instance, is the library, where you can also do your homework, you can get books. You can, honestly, sometimes I've taken a nap on those couches upstairs.
If you also want another very cold place, Trimpy. It's a pretty cold place. It's pretty cool in there. And I would say that because I'm always in there now.
So a great way to avoid the hot weather is to do your homework, kids.
Also, don't understand black's a great color to wear. I love wearing black myself. Try to avoid that too. Or if you do, wear very light clothes if you wear black.
Yes. Obviously, wear clothing to school, but we don't make you measure your clothing here.
Yeah.
Thank goodness. Speaking of which, there is a certain college that is not ours. And I really do mean that. It really isn't ours. It's a higher education college in the area. That
a four-year boy?
Yeah, it's a four-year boy. That has a dress code.
What?
Yeah. Like, isn't that weird? I'm like, we're grown-ups now. Like, listen, I'm not saying that everyone should be able to just go to school in, like, a bikini or their underwear or nothing. I'm not saying like that. But we're adults.
Is it like the ones in high school? It's like, oh, girls can't wear tank tops, but boys could totally wear.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that it's like you have tank tops to like
all the way down to their stomach,
like four fingers. You have to like to
four
your
fingers.
I'm pretty sure, like yeah, like regular cut off tees, like you know, middle of your upper arm. You have to. They got the shorts got to be longer than your fingertips. I'm pretty sure. Yeah, isn't that so weird? Listen, I'm just saying this. I'm not going to act like I've never found someone attractive, but I don't actively, like, look at everyone else's clothing like that. I pay too much money to care that much. I have to get my homework done. And I feel like I don't know anybody else personally that's how they view fellow students at all.
I don't think anyone cares. They just see people, and if it's a cute person, they might go flirt regardless if they're wearing, like, a messy bun they haven't washed in, what, 2-3 days, maybe a week, and some sweatpants. Like, that does not make sense to me now.
Like,
we worked way too hard to get away from that in high school.
It's also, like, incredibly sexist, because I'm sorry, I have not seen a male yet that has actually suffered because of the dress code. I just haven't seen it yet. I'm not saying it's impossible, I'm saying I haven't seen it. Women, though, like, as a girl, because of how I look, I have been constantly sent to a principal's office just because I, like, and I didn't break any rules. I just happened to have, like, as in in a previous principal's words, I believe it was a gorgeous body, which we all know really means a voluptuous body.
How did you not sue?
Because...
How did you not tell the police that? That is not okay.
Because it was a woman.
Oh.
And it was not like, she was not hitting on me. It was not like
that. That's still inappropriate to tell a student that, though.
Oh, I don't disagree, but I'm like 15. I don't know better. But the point is, we're adults now. We're able to be in the classroom
if
with all kinds
looking,
of other people.
If you look away, simple as that. If you are getting distracted, leave the room. Like, I'm here to learn. I'm here to get a degree to help me in my life.
I don't think anyone gets distracted by that. I don't think anyone actually gets distracted by that.
Yeah, but you always have those
it's
immature
crock.
People.
It's a crock. But yeah. So, like, listen, I think it's wrong to do it in high school. It's really wrong to do it in college. I am paying to be here, okay? I paid for the classes. I paid for the books. I come and do the work. I'm a grown adult. You do not get to then tell me what I can and cannot do in these circumstances. You can tell me what courselet I have to do because that's what I agreed to. You can tell me what labs or whatever that I have to take, whatever credits I have to earn, because that is what I agreed to. I do not sign any contract that says you now get to tell me how to dress. I'm a grown adult. I can decide for myself when it's too hot or too cold outside and what to wear accordingly.
If I want to look like a little goth girl, I will look like a little goth girl, regardless of what you think or say. If I am hot, yes, I'm going to wear shorts, and most likely a tank top. Why? Because I am hot. It's simple as that. And I'm going to say it, some people can't control the clothing they are wearing.
What do you mean?
Like,
oh, that's not the clothing they wear, that's how their body is built.
I'm sorry.
She's talking about people who might
a voluptuous body.
Yeah, who might have a voluptuous body. And so when they wear clothing for some reason because they are they've been blessed a little bit more, it looks like Jessica Rabbit versus
it's a very good Jessica Rabbit to
versus like Piglet.
I was gonna say, you know that evil little girl, never mind, you probably don't know the movie, but they're Darling, her last name's Darling from Cats Don't Dance, that little evil.
I have no idea what you're talking about. So there's, that's a not movie. The point. We're gonna get off track if we don't get circle back around. But the point is, like, yeah, it is not our fault, and we're in college. If for any students who are listening that are a part of this university, and I'm sure they know who they are, I send my deepest sympathies. That's some BS.
You're paying more money than we are.
Oh yeah, by far.
And some of you have to live there, and you're paying even more money. And I believe you should get to wear whatever you didn't really want to.
Like, how big of a problem would it even be? Like if you were a
bikini top, I'd be like, okay, go put on a shirt.
No. Grown adults can wear what the fuck they want. I'm sorry. I know I dropped an F-bomb. But anyway, they get to wear what they want because they're grown-ups. I wear crop tops. And
I wear crop tops, too.
Yeah.
Very rarely, though.
I wear high-waisted jeans a lot and crop tops. It makes me feel good about myself. And I'm an adult. I get to make those decisions. But anyway, to get back to what I was trying to say, for anyone from that college, I'm sure you know who you are. If you are listening, I send you my deepest sympathies.
We're sorry. You have to deal with that.
I would speak up. I would literally like start a petition. Not protest.
Start detention.
Alex, edit that out.
Okay.
Speaking of hot,
you want to know what else has been really hot lately?
And I'm sure you all know about
it.
The Amazon rainforest.
Literally, it was burned. I remember whenever I first heard about this, I was actually in the car with Olivia. And she's like, so did you know the Amazon was on fire for like 3 weeks? And I'm like, it's what?
I read that and I went, wait, what? And like, no news has reported because guess what, Ashton?
What?
The Brazilian government.
Well, it's theorized. Another thing going on right now, actually, it's not just the Amazon that's burning. It's a lot of places in Africa that are burning right now. The Amazon is a part of it, but
I did not know about the other part of Africa. I only knew about the Amazon rainforest.
Well, yeah, because it's the lungs of America.
The lungs of America.
It's the lungs of the world. I'm sick. I'm sorry.
You're sick or you're tired.
Anyway, the Amazon rainforest is the lungs of the world. They provide the majority of oxygen that we breathe all over the planet. If the Amazon goes out, we all going with it.
I'm going to real quick here read a quote from a Time article about this subject. As the world has watched with fear and fascination, the fires burning in Brazil's Amazon rainforest, satellite images show a far greater number of blazes on the African continent. NASA has called Africa the fire continent, home to at least 70% of the 10,000 fires burning worldwide on an average August day. Though the agency says that the number of fires is consistent from year to year. While French President Emmanuel Macron has said that he is considering launching an international campaign to help sub-Saharan African countries fight fires, experts say not yet a growing problem, though it could become a threat in the future. Angola had almost three times more fires than Brazil over a period last week, according to NASA satellite imagery, which indicated around 6,000 fires in Angola, more than 3,000 in the Congo, and just over 2,000 in Brazil.
But the article is talking about two different continents, right? Because
yeah, just to be clear, I don't know why Time had it listed that way. It's almost like they're trying. It's weird how they mix that. It's like they're trying to talk about it as if it's the same place, and I'm like, Brazil's South America. The Amazon is in South America.
Maybe they were just mixing like two points and didn't really clarify that they were talking about two separate places. It could have been a little oopsies, but
clearly they needed to spend more time on that. That's a lot of fire.
That's a lot of fires.
Africa's a pretty big country, so that's saying a lot. Africa's a big continent.
But I did tell you good news today. Don't quote me on this, but I sent you proof. The Amazon rainforest happens to regrow.
There have been efforts made to help it try to help it grow again.
Miss Queen Rihanna sent like 3 to 4 planes, I believe, to put out the fires because
the Mexican government, I believe, was involved with that as well.
Nice.
big thank you to all the other countries in the world that have been helping to try to stop the fires. Because
big thank you to the big people, the famous people, for reaching out and helping. I believe Miley Cyrus and Rihanna are the big, or some. I could be wrong. I'm probably wrong. I know Rihanna for a fact is.
Boy, howdy, we gotta study. Okay.
Study, what study?
Anyway. Thank you to everyone also small who has donated even $5 towards the efforts, because it's really hard to get people to donate for any major causes at all. I sincerely hope that it does start like getting better and blooming soon. Like, I know
it
mentioned that it's
because it's a forest. So usually forests grow back more than like wooded areas, if that makes sense. Like in California,
forest is a wooded area.
Well, you know what I mean.
You mean the rainforest?
Yeah, because it has more rain. But if you're in California, where it barely rains, and there's a forest fire, you're done.
You late to the party on that one. You really late to the party, Olivia.
I'm 10 years late. Has it been 10 years?
Homie, we not in our 30s. It was like a year.
I'm sorry. Well, we don't know that. Time is a construct for us now, because there are just some things that we think are 5 years old, but they're really 7 or 10 or 20. And you're like, what?
Did you just try to turn this into a philosophy podcast?
Yes.
Okay.
By the way, guys, pay close attention in classes.
Yeah. Pay close attention to classes, events, and groups on campus. There's many things constantly going on for people to be a part of, to go attend. There's so much free stuff on campus, and I'm not just talking about swag. There's so many opportunities for free food, you guys. Do you have any idea how great it is that half the time I know I'm going to get pizza at school, so I don't have to worry about buying lunch? It's so nice. So just pay close attention. There's plenty of boards around the school
saying, hey, free stuff at this place, come join us.
Student activities constantly host different events on campus.
Fall Fest, there's going to be a bunch of free food provided by student activities, I believe.
Fall Fest will be over by the time this airs.
Well, at Fall Fest, there was a lot of food.
Oh my god. Anyway, it's important to make sure to pay attention in classes so you know the information that you need to, because repeating classes you've already taken and paid for are annoying.
Yes, they are.
Make sure to pay attention to the events on campus. There's plenty of stuff going on. Plenty of chances to make friends and have a good opportunity. Have good opportunities.
Pay attention to that extra credit, homies.
Yes. Pay attention to extra credit opportunities. I know there are some things where if you attend them, certain classes will give you like extra credit points.
I took a world history class. Did not do good in it. Alex edited that out. There was a world history class where I went to certain events. I got extra credit points, and that helped-ish. Not really,
I've
but
easily earned about 30 extra credit points that I can think of right now from previous, like, throughout different classes.
You know, the best part about working on the bridge is that I can go get paid to go to the event if I cover it and get extra credit points, too.
Speaking of which, side note, shameless plug.
We are hiring.
We are hiring, everybody.
Writers, photographers, graphic designers,
podcasters.
Please help. There are 2 graphic designers. 3. Does Alex count?
Does Alex count?
He's our layout editor, mostly.
He's our tech guy.
But
too.
There's only 2 of us, as far as my knowledge. I could be wrong. I'm probably going to get fired. But so far, it's just been me trying my best, deadly darn.
There's a lot of positions open. We will actually pay our workers, which is a big deal because we operate almost entirely on campus. You can also work from home if need be. You get to choose your hours, so you have a lot of control. This is a great opportunity.
It's great on a resume.
Do it. If you want to join the bridge, contact Louise Jett at ljett@lc.edu.
You don't even have to be good at writing, just as long as you get something in.
Please know how to write. Know how to put a sentence together.
Know how to put a sentence together, but we will help.
We are, yes. I like to think that we're all very good at helping each other. Now that our shameless plug has ended, another thing that is important to keep up on, to pay special attention to.
Drumroll.
The upcoming election candidates. So far, there are 4 Republicans that I know of, and a lot of Democrats.
Naturally.
A lot. So far, for the Republican nominees, so far, I keep saying so far a lot, Donald Trump, Mark Sanford, Bill Weld, and Joe Walsh. This is the first today that I've heard that there's actually other candidates other than Donald Trump, because they don't report on that!
Who's Joe Walsh? That's what I'm curious about.
Exactly. Which is why I'm bringing it up now, so that us, along with everyone else, stay updated. Look into who these people are whenever primaries come, so you know who you want to vote for.
These are some funky names.
Anyway, for the Democrats, which is a much longer list.
Good old Joe Biden.
Michael Bennett, Bill de Blasio, Cory Booker, Steve Bullock, Pete, I don't know how to say that name, Buttigieg?
Buttigieg.
Pete Buttigieg. Julian, what? Pete Buttigieg. Julian Castro, John Delaney, Tulsi Gabbard, Kamala Harris is how you say it, right? Amy Klobuchar, Wayne Messam, Beto O'Rourke, Tim Ryan, Bernie Sanders, Joe Sestak, Tom Steyer, Elizabeth Warren, Marianne Williamson, and Andrew Yang. I apologize for any names I got wrong, by the way. There's so many people to keep track of. It's not even 2020 yet.
It's not. It's almost spooky month. So
it's almost spooky month.
That's like 3-4 days away from 2020. Oh god.
Did you say days?
4 months. It's been a long day.
It's 2 months. Oh goodness.
Anyway. No, because this month, next month, the month after that, December.
Month is October. Then November, December.
Well, we still have to get through this month. It just
started. Point is, it's 2019 right now. Edit all that out.
God damn it, Alex.
We're going to have a talk. Okay.
That's a lot of people.
It is a lot of people. Who are you hoping gets the nominations?
Someone who has common sense.
Burn.
Ooh, I'm going to get so much crap for that.
There's going to be so much fire on our email.
People are going to emailing us and sending us things. Justin sold us $5.
I'm ready for it. Anyway.
Bring it on, peasants.
Okay, let's not talk down to the audience. There's still people. We are sorry. That was rude.
Alex, edit that out.
Anyway.
I'm going to get fired.
I am in a minority opinion on this. I don't know why everyone keeps throwing so much beef at him. I kind of want Joe Biden to get the Democratic
nomination.
Joe
Biden was a good bean, wasn't he?
I remember him as a good bean. A lot of people are just kind of like, his only claim to fame is Barack Obama. And I'm like, yeah, it's a pretty good claim to fame.
His only claim to fame is Barack Obama. Shut up. Shut up, Karen. Alex, edit that out.
Again, I'm the minority opinion.
There any other parties that have claimed to want to be president? Libertarian, liberal?
First of all, the liberals are the Democrats. Second of all, of course libertarians are talking about it. But libertarians, no one knows who they are, so it's not a fun thing to talk about. Anyways, Trump will likely
get the Republican nomination.
It's likely. There's never been a situation where if for some reason when a president was up for re-election during the primaries, someone else from the party just got all the votes and then they got nominated instead. I've never heard of that happening. I don't think it has.
I think it's because since he's already in office, people don't really know, but I could be wrong.
A lot of people usually, they don't think that way.
They don't?
It's never happened before where someone was so detested that people were thinking that far ahead about how to get that person out of office. Like, if let's say all the Republicans and Democrats decided in the primaries to vote for, I don't know, Joe Walsh. I don't know who that actually is. I'm just throwing a name out there.
He's from here, if you think about it. That's a very common Illinois name, Joe Walsh.
Okay.
Alex, edit that out.
Anyway. So, if everyone decided to vote for Joe Walsh instead, wouldn't he have to get the nomination because everyone voted for him in the primaries?
Well,
that's never happened with a previously sitting president. So, no one would know what would happen.
it's probably going to get rigged if you think about it.
You're one of those people, aren't you?
I am a big conspirist.
Conspiracist?
Oof.
Okay.
Alex, edit that out. Conspiracist. I can't talk, guys. I'm sorry.
Okay. So.
But if you think about it, that will most likely happen.
I'm not trying to.
Because the Republicans are going to push Trump more than the other Republicans.
I'm not trying to, like, look down on Bernie Sanders or anything. I think his heart's in the right place. I understand a lot about where he's coming from. He just, like I said, from the choices I've been given, I personally like Joe Biden. I know Kamala Harris. She sounds familiar. Wasn't she in the squad? Those four women that, like, Trump was telling them to go back to their country, and, like, three were natural born Americans, and one was, like, a citizen longer than his wife. I'm pretty sure. I'm gonna Google this. Yeah. So I'm glad to see that she's definitely running. She's got a lot to go for her if that's the case against Trump. Yeah, that's still a thing I can't believe, like, actually happened. I'm trying to not be too biased, but how dumb do you have to be? That took, what, one Google search?
One Google search.
Literally, like, just because someone is a darker color than you or has a different name than you
does not
make them an immigrant or immediately not a citizen. Like, that to me is just so wild.
Well, here's the thing. On my grandma's side, her maiden name is Shaw. But before that, it was O'Shaw. You know where that's from?
Ireland?
Britannian countries. Like Ireland, Scotland, those kinds.
You mean the United Kingdom?
Yeah. Alex edited that out. But
I feel like he's not going to edit any of this out.
He's got to edit some of it. But that's my point. And also, my last name is German, if that makes sense. Doesn't mean I'm from Germany.
Well, it's not even that. Like, European countries, European immigrants don't have to deal with almost any of this. I have never, like this is not the 19, I think it was the 20s or the 40s, where, like, it was popular to, I think it was the 20s. Like, people would call Italian immigrants, like, slurs. They would, like, European immigrants were treated like crap. It's so weird.
Yeah, but then the Italians brought over the pizza. I lied. It's probably not from Italy.
Anyway.
You correct me. You're Italian. See, that's another thing. He would look at us and be like, they're American. And then I would absolutely
pull. Yeah, because we're white.
I would absolutely pull my German accent. That is shitty. But, oop, Alex edited that out.
What the dog?
I do not mean. What do you mean? I have a very crappy German accent. But it's there.
Point is, that's so dumb. It's incredibly dumb. It's still a thing that,
it's
like,
not only sexist, it's
good
racist.
For Kamala Harris. I can't guarantee she has my vote. I would want to know a lot more than just that about her and about her policies. Like I said, I'm a pretty big fan of Joe Biden right now.
I want to know.
Good for her for at least running and standing up to that kind of crazy, because it's crazy.
What I would like to look for is future intentions. Like, not only are you going to help the economy, how else are you going to help America? Because there are other parts that are not okay. Like, for example, the thing no one ever talks about, the national debt.
Yeah. How to deal with the national debt.
How to deal with other debts in other states. Because Illinois is in big time, probably recovery debt, probably. I could be wrong. The future holds everything. Philosophy. But that's another thing. Like, how are you going to help the school system? Because,
oh my god, don't even get me started on
the school system's
crap.
Trump
administration's stance with education. Betsy DeVos is the devil. There, I said it. I recorded it. I want the world to know she's evil. Ooh. She is evil. She is evil. She is taking funding away from Special Olympics.
What?
She's taking money away from Special Olympics.
Who would do that?
Someone that's incredibly short-sighted, that's who. She's taking away money from Special Olympics, taking away money from issues involving, like, any special needs in the school system at all. She's very much an advocate of what she's calling personal choice, which means if, say, a school wanted to expel a student for, like, being gay. This is a real question she was asked, by the way. She was not able to return and say, no, I don't think that would be okay, and the federal government would not support that. That's all she had to say. The federal government would not support that, and that's not what she said. She, like, refused to directly answer the question because we all know what the answer actually is. But, yeah. Betsy DeVos is evil. It should not matter what a student may or may not be. It should not matter. But, and that pisses me off to no end. Don't get me wrong. I am just still so infuriated just on, like, an even deeper level, though, specifically about Special Olympics and special needs programming. Like, how evil of a person do you have to be to, like, not see what you're doing is so wrong when you do that, when you're cutting those funds, which, in my opinion, would probably need more than less. It's so short-sighted, too, because people with special needs aren't, like, incapable of being functioning citizens. They're not, like, people, I know plenty of people who are able to, when they're, like, actually given the proper education needed, they can take care of themselves. They can be functioning members of society. They can go to work. They can do well. But if you treat them
like nothing,
like they're just idiots, like they're forever just supposed, like they're just stupid, when that's not the case, then they will eventually become a bigger issue when it comes to, like, welfare, because they're going to need more assistance, because you wouldn't just let them have the extra, I can't remember the exact figure right now, I think it was around $2 million, but you don't give them what they need when they're young so that they know how to take care of themselves, and it will come back to bite them later. It's just so dumb and short-sighted. And like I said, I personally believe that that's just evil. If you can go to sleep at night sleeping like a baby, knowing that you took funds away from children who need them, who need those funds the most, blind kids, deaf kids, kids with Down syndrome, evil. You are evil. Betsy DeVos is evil, and I'm not going to apologize for it. Believe what you want about Trump. Betsy DeVos is evil.
This reminded me of, I was watching my gaming channel, the Game Grumps gaming channel. Subscribe. But Dan mentioned that there was a politician who said, why don't the homeless just get mansions? I'm just like, here's the thing. They can't, or like people in, like, what's the word I'm thinking?
Oh, you mean public housing?
Yeah, public housing, and
is it government housing?
Government housing, I think, or something like that. And some politician, I can't remember her name. I would have to rewatch the episode. I have to find the episode first of all. But
politician? I can't remember.
I would have to rewatch the entire episode. I have to find the episode and then rewatch it because I do not remember. But she said Alex said it. Don't steal my quote. But that just reminded me of that. I was like, wow. I just feel, I'm going to say it, I feel like the older politician generation is just stupid. I said it.
I mean,
I know I'm going to get slander from my family for saying that, but some of the stuff they say just doesn't make sense. Are
you
talking about
conservatism? Because you realize there's, like, old liberals. There's, like, old Democrats and old libertarians. You're going to be a little more specific.
I'm talking about those old people.
It's a let's not reduce people to characters. There are young Republicans who are extremely conservative.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And there are also just incredibly conservative people. I know plenty of, like, 70, 80, 90-year-old people who are incredibly liberal.
But anyways, no, that's what that reminded me of. And I just, people like that really grind my bones.
Listen, when it comes to conservatism, I think there can be some strong points made when it comes to, like, the finances, when it comes to the issues. Mm-hmm. Socially, there's just so much that doesn't, like, make sense to me about conservatism that I'll never, like, completely understand. Choices, like, in people's personal lives, in my opinion, is none of the government's business. Who I decide to marry is not your business. Whether or not I have children is not your business.
How much I make, not, well, is it their business?
I mean, if you consider taxes, but personally, I'm more libertarian, so I think taxation is theft, so I don't think it's their business.
I'm sorry.
let me be like really clear. Okay, listen. If there could be some kind of guarantee that the taxes I pay for actually help, like maintaining the roads, could help underprivileged kids go to college, would actually help people that really need the food get food stamps. If I had some kind of guarantee that my taxes were going towards what they should be going towards, I could definitely get behind it a lot more than I do. But that's not how the world works. We have a lot of selfish politicians who will raid funds. It's like why Social Security is going to be pretty much bankrupt before we ever get our hands on it, that to line their pockets. That's my beef about that.
We might go into another Great Depression, and that's not going to be fun for anyone, because kids our age, people our age, not kids, generally kids and people our age, actually, who can work, barely get jobs, because...
There's never going to be a libertarian president in my lifetime. I've had to already accept that. If it wasn't going to happen this last time, it's just not going to happen.
Well, you never know. You could probably...
We have... Again, I'm not trying... I'm trying to not be too biased here, but... We have a reality TV star as president right now. Are you kidding me? We couldn't win against reality TV.
Ooh. That's right.
Yeah.
That's what America has come to. You know what old... You know what the stereotypical old person says? None of that reality stuff is real. Guess what we have as a president now?
Reality TV just means it's not scripted.
Right. Well,
things are manipulated, but they're not scripted.
That's some things are scripted, actually.
Like, this whole segment's got to get edited out. We are so off topic. Like, we are so far from even talking about, like, how to help students anymore. My goodness.
Alex edited that out. Just parts of it.
Okay. Now that this train wreck has hit the wall, we're going to go ahead and close this. For anyone that has any questions that they would like to be answered in future episodes of When We Get to It, The Bridge Podcast, go ahead and email us at thebridge@lc.edu. You can also email me, abritt, B-R-I-T-T, at lc.edu. You could also email Olivia
at O-M-B-E-T-T-O-R-F, B as in boy, at lc.edu.
Okay, this has been... Lewis and Clark's The Bridges, When We Get to It. Also, keep an eye out around the school for any newspapers. Our more recent one just came out. I would like to keep talking, but unfortunately, you're going to have to wait until next episode where we talk about passionate photography, but we will cross that bridge when we get to it. Thank you for joining us.
Bye, guys. Alex edited that out.